Hi, Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Megan Kelly from New York, and today I would like to give you a basic overview of the Sony ICD-ST10 digital recorder. I purchased this recorder well over a year ago, so I'm not sure whether it's still manufactured, but I'm sure you can find it online. This recorder is quite accessible. It gives the user beeps as feedback, similar to the Olympus recorders. It has a width of 1 11/16 inches, a height of 4 1/8 inches, and a depth of 17/32 of an inch. With batteries, it weighs 2.65 ounces. There are three recording modes, ST, SP, and LP. You can get up to 5 hours and 34 minutes of recording. In stereo, you get 41 minutes. Unfortunately. In SP, you get 125 minutes. In LP, you get 334 minutes. Now I'm going to orient you to the recorder. I hold the recorder with the screen facing me and the battery compartment and the hold switch facing away from me. So it's a bit backwards. The speaker is on my right and the microphone is on my left. I'm going to start by describing the buttons along the top edge of the recorder. Starting on the left, you'll find an oval-shaped recess. Within this is the record button. To the right of that is the stop button. Then you'll find a long switch, which in the manual is referred to as the jog lever. The manual is available on Sony's website in PDF format. The switch is divided into three sections. You can use the left and right sides of the switch to navigate among files within folders, similar to arrow keys. The middle section is the play button, and when you push the switch away from you, you can access the menus, and when you push the switch towards you, you can change the folder in which you're recording. There are 5 folders, A through E. The next button to the right is the volume button. Next to that is the USB port, which is covered by a small piece of plastic you can just flip up. On the left side of the recorder, you'll find the microphone jack and the headphone jack. On the flat side, farthest away from you, you'll find one switch, which is the hold switch. There are no on and off buttons on this recorder, and the battery compartment is below that. On the side that faces you, you'll find the screen and a directional microphone switch, which is in the bottom left corner of the recorder. Moving towards the right, there is a small recess button, which is the erase key. Next to that, there are 2 small round buttons, the first of which is labeled AB priority, and then the second is called divide. You can divide recordings while you're playing them back or while you're recording messages. Now, I'll demonstrate the recorder. There's one other switch, actually, that I forgot to describe. Above the 3 keys that I've just described is a switch called the DPC switch, which you can use to set the speed at which your recordings are played back. I believe you have to do this in the menu, so I'm not really sure of any more details about this. So now I'll demonstrate the recorder. I'm going to turn it on, and I'm going to make a test file. This is test 1 for Blind Cool Tech. Now I'm going to stop this file. Okay, so I stopped the recording. Now I'm going to make another one. This is test 2 for Blind Cool Tech. Now if I wanted to go back to test 1, I would press the arrow key and press play. Now, this recorder places you at the next file in the folder, so the next file should be test 2. So all I need to do is hit play.
This is test 2 for Blind Cool Tech.
Now, if I wanted to erase test 2, first you need to press the play key so you hear the file, and then you press erase twice while the file is playing. Then it is erased. Now I'm going to demonstrate the folders. We're in folder B now, so I'm going to press the switch down towards me. This should be folder C. This should be folder D. This should be E. Now, when I press it again, it should beep twice, telling me that I'm in folder A. And it did. And now we'll go back to B, and we should have our test file.
This is test one for Blind Cool Tech. Now I'm going to suck this file.
So we did, and I just erased it. This file comes with software, which is a little bit cumbersome to use, but it is accessible once you get used to it. You do need to use the software in order to transfer the files to your PC. They're saved in a proprietary format, and the software then can convert it to WAV. There are some editing functions within the software as well. I haven't used those functions very often. The recorder, it has 16 megabytes of memory, so it's not a very large amount, but it's good for recording quick sounds or notes to yourself. And there is a carrying case included. The carrying case is a zipper case, so it's a little bit difficult to access the buttons while it's in the case. I'm recording this, by the way, on the Olympus DS2 with the built-in microphones. Well, I think that's it for this review. I'm sorry that I couldn't give you a more comprehensive overview. I didn't detail the menus at all. I'm not sure how accessible the menus are, but the beeps I know are very helpful, and I think some of the menus do beep. If you would like to contact me, you can at my email address, which is mek55@optonline.net, or through the Blind Cool Tech email list. I've enjoyed listening to all the episodes of Blind Cool Tech and look forward to more. Thank you.